Well, we used to get in arguments about that, didn't we, where it was?
I'll now call the board back in session, and we've got one case under advisement, and that's case number 11,380. And Mr. Mills, you lead the motion. And that was on the manufactured home for temporary sales office.
I think you'd want to see the letter.
Yes, I wanted to see the letter.
See the letter.
Oh, you want to see the letter?
Yeah, that's
what
I read the whole thing.
I know. I just wanted to see what his...
You were trying to...
Why he felt it would substantially affect diversity.
You wanted to know if I abbreviated to BS.
No, something about how it was substantially... That's all right, sir.
Thank you. I didn't recall hearing anything in here about it having a substantial adverse effect.
No, I didn't hear that. I just heard someone
complaining that...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was
blown off steam.
Upset because the unit had already been placed without approval.
Right.
But as they said, but they hadn't even utilized it yet. They were making preparation for it if they got it.
So I didn't want to make some statement as that we heard didn't hear testimony to the contrary.
Right.
Yep, I don't see anything in there that addresses the...
Well, was that exactly what Mr. Lank read?
It could be it.
Only,
there
yeah,
any word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so
I think
I remember. Okay, and I didn't see anything in there either that...
Jump out.
I just seen someone irritated that... being there prior to coming to the board.
Maybe it might be the... Oh, I see. Okay. It was on the letter. It was written back on the letter from where the county...
It was written on the notice that was sent out to the neighbors.
Okay.
I have no problem with it. Okay.
So my banning.
All righty. Then if there's no further discussion, the board's ready to vote.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,380. I believe that the special use exception will not substantially affect the adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
How
long?
I would say 1 year for
one
that.
Year. Okay.
Okay.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,380 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Again? Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye, because we didn't hear any testimony to the contrary that it would, and for the reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote... 5-0, case number 11,380 is approved. Pass that back to the secretary, please. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care.